And now to Wisconsin, where much to Democrats' dismay, there is a familiar storyline. Veteran, well-known Democrat faces surprising challenge. Russ Feingold, an anti-war voice in the party and a champion of campaign finance reform, is in a tough fight to hold his seat against a political newcomer, Republican Ron Johnson. And to get to the bottom of this race, we turn to Mordecai Lee. He's a professor of governmental affairs at the University of Wisconsin. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much for inviting me.
So it sounds like everyone was surprised to see Russ Feingold in a close race this year, except for Russ Feingold himself. He saw some worrisome signs shortly after President Obama came into office.
That's right. He must have a pretty good political antenna because he must have been sensing that even before it started, the sort of reaction in public opinion against big change. He positioned himself awfully well, it seems to me. After all, he voted against TARP and he voted against the financial reform bill, but he did vote for the stimulus bill. And so that becomes the symbol of him being a Democratic incumbent from Washington.
We've loved playing political ads this week, Professor, from around the country, but I'm especially excited about playing some from your state, Wisconsin, because they really do seem to capture the candidates. Here's one from Russ Feingold.
Russ's fight to protect local jobs from being shipped overseas and create jobs here has earned him the respect of Wisconsin families and small businesses. And his stand against wasteful spending and automatic pay raises for members of Congress has earned him a lot of lonely lunches in Washington.
Lonely lunches in Washington. I mean, Feingold has built the reputation as someone who will take on the establishment and sort of go at it alone sometimes.
Indeed. And I think it's not sort of maverickness for maverick's sake. I think it truly is his personality, that he has a slightly different take on some ideological issues. And even when he was a state senator, he wasn't sort of your vanilla Democrat.
So why is this not helping him hold on to some support in an anti-incumbent kind of year? I mean, he you would think would find it a little easier to go out and say, hey, I'm different. You don't have to take out your anger on me.
You know what, David, sort of beats me, and I'm a professor of government. I think it must mean that the national political mood is trumping the sort of local Wisconsin mood. Given that he's never taken his reelection for granted, you would think he'd be in better shape. So it must be that what the national media is reporting is much deeper and much stronger here in Wisconsin than we had realized.
Now for quite an ad. This is from the Republican Ron Johnson, and I want to set it up a little bit. He's standing with his family in his house, and his family's appearing to read their lines from a script.
Introducing the Ron Johnson family.
He's a really super dad.
He's a great role model.
He's worked extremely hard all his life.
A wonderful husband for 33 years.
Okay, that's enough. Obviously, I'm not a professional politician, and they're not professional actors. We're just a Wisconsin family worried about our country.
Just a Wisconsin family. So tell us a little bit about Ron Johnson. Never been in politics, but does have a lot of money.
Right. 6 months ago, nobody had heard of him. And as a result of sort of the Tea Party movement, he became this prototypical kind of candidate. A successful businessman, never been involved in politics, never ran for office. Unhappy about the Obama administration and the record of Congress. And I think that's an indication of what kind of sort of tidewater he's riding.
And I guess actually some of the polls we've seen show Ron Johnson actually taking a bit of a lead in the race.
Indeed. And that's what's so surprising. The only logical explanation was that he came out of the primary, which we had in Wisconsin last week with, they used to call it Big Mo, with some kind of momentum. But I think it means that as a result of the ads that we've been seeing on the airwaves, like the two ads that you just played, that somehow he's gaining the benefit, that somehow the mood of the casual voter is towards him rather than towards the maverick incumbent.
We've been chatting about the Wisconsin Senate race with Professor Mordecai Lee. He's a professor of government affairs at the University of Wisconsin. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, David.